Welcome to our Service Lifecycle Analytics podcast series. I'm your host, Victoria Carlos, thought leadership team writer at Siemens Digital Industry Software. With me today is Nanda Chitrala, Senior Director of Industry Solutions and Product Strategy at Salesforce. In today's episode, we'll explore how to perform high-quality aftermarket services. From quick fixes to machine maintenance and upgrades, your service technicians will need accurate records and clear training materials to service any machine accurately the first time over. Nanda is here to weigh in on how aftermarket services can integrate with Salesforce to provide further value. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, Nanda. Thanks so much for being here today. I'm really excited to have you as a guest. Before we get started, I was hoping that you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role at Salesforce.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Victoria. Hey, everyone. Very excited to be here. I'm Nanda Chitrala. I'm part of our manufacturing and auto product and solution strategy team. Been with Salesforce for more than 8 years now. And so as part of our organization, we pretty much cover all of the global manufacturers across the board, all the way from heavy industrial manufacturing organizations to electrical equipment manufacturer, the dealers, distributors, auto suppliers. So we cover the entire various segments across the board globally. And part of our role, we also own two specific solutions as it relates to the manufacturing, all the way from the manufacturing sales services dealing with the entire commercial operations. And then we also own solutions for the entire service lifecycle management. And this is where I'm so excited to be here and talk about our great partnership on the horizon.
Thank you for that introduction, Nanda. Can you tell us about CRM and maybe more specifically, how does it drive customer relationships?
Absolutely. I mean, Salesforce was born with the inception of CRM. So essentially, it goes beyond just the customer relationship management. So back in the days, 20 years ago, when our CEO, Mark Benioff, when he started this company, it was predominantly dealing with how do we tackle the entire Salesforce automation as it relates to lead management, opportunity management, campaigns, activities, and so on. And then through the course of it, from the sales, it extended to the service side of taking care of the customer, which is all the way from the call centers, managing the entire cases, product inquiries, the various warranties, the field service operations. And very soon through the course, what was very clear from the end-to-end management of customer relationship is to own that end-to-end value chain, which is not just limited to these individual silos of sales and service, but across the entire value chain from an engagement perspective, all the way from lead to cash. And this is where, the PLM and the product relationship becomes such a critical element, but then all the way from asset to service. And this is where the SLM side of the story becomes prevalent. And what is icing on the cake is that with our technology and having all of the data and applying the AI with the likes of even the latest innovations of Gen AI coming into play, that's where it becomes a lot more powerful, that it is that end-to-end stack which has the data, the AI, CRM, and all the inbuilt security and trust as part of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there was a fairly recent press release on the Siemens and Salesforce partnership. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of these two companies coming together right now?
Absolutely. This has been one of the great partnerships journeys we are on, and I'm very excited to be part of this journey as well. So if you think about PLM and Siemens overall being the leader in the PLM space, managing the entire product engineering. I've seen so many major strategic customers who have been, on journey with Siemens and innovating great things. And then, what closes the loop is, with the entire customer relationships and managing the entire customer engagement and interactions. And that's exactly where CRM comes into play, that, although you might, come up with the various, several products with great engineering, then once we have them manufactured, how do we get them into the hands of the customers? And then how do we continue to close loop with the various feedbacks that come from the customer as and when they're continuing to use these various products, assets, going through the various service events, the various part swaps that happen. And then that's exactly where bringing both these worlds together is, such an important element. So for major customers, what it means is really that now they're in a position to be able to drive more and more service-based revenue models. And that has been one of the common trends that has been evolving. So recently, we've been talking to customers like Caterpillar, who have publicly announced that they wanted to double down on their service revenue from being a $25-26 billion to a $50 billion company, right, in the next span of few years. So that just highlights the amount of magnitude that every organization is going through. And apart from that, they're also keeping an eye on their existing service costs as well. They wanted to increase a lot of efficiencies, increase their service operations, and that is where bringing PLM and CRM becomes such an important element, which really helps them drive these additional costs and lower their service-related costs as well.
So, Nanda, you mentioned that bringing PLM and CRM together is an important element for our customers today. Can you expand on that?
CRM software, from a customer 360 perspective, it helps manufacturers orchestrate and track their customer interactions and apply the entire data analytics and the entire, sales and service lifecycle into perspective. So, for example, when CRM can track customer contracts, the warranties, the past and the current cases, and everything manufacturers plan to sell to their customers, it supplies a unified environment for the customer-centric efforts as it relates to marketing, sales, service, and commerce. PLM software, and as we know, manages the entire customer products all the way from the design, engineering to the manufacture data, and then how the product should be serviced, and when the service requirements come in, what are all the various parts that are required, various service documentation, the 2D, 3D visuals that's needed. And that's where it's important that when we really try to bring these two worlds together, and in order to truly close loop from a customer 360 perspective, is that a technician, if I'm a customer and if I'm working with for a technician for one of my repair to an appliance, does technician have all the inherent knowledge and all the information, step-by-step instructions to be able to execute the job in one single shot? And that's exactly where PLM in the form of SLM and Salesforce come together, is that where all of that information that's actually needed for any technician who is facing the customer to be able to effectively close the job. And these examples keep on growing. I was actually recently talking to one of the CIOs of a HVAC manufacturing organization. And it is interesting that he stated that his top three issues are: when a technician is on the roof and fixing a condenser unit, the very first thing that they would like to understand is, how do I diagnose my particular issue based on the various symptoms and how I effectively get down to what the core issue is? Number two is, once I identify what the issue is, now I need to understand what are the various parts that are needed to be able to serve it, and do I have them in my inventory? The third issue is, once I figure all of that, then how do I actually go step by step and execute my job in a very effective manner? And that's exactly where the combination of Siemens Teamcenter and Salesforce really come together to effectively work to be able to solve all those three use cases.
Yeah, definitely. And how do you see this helping machine builders specifically?
Yeah, with the challenges in, recruiting and retaining the skilled service technicians, machine builders, they need to develop a highly efficient and holistic approach to the entire service delivery. And having that end-to-end solution with the combination of CRM, now with the inception of PLM coming into play, and with the data and AI, this is exactly where we could actually change the world and really think about how this could be reinvented. So taking the same example, of this HVAC unit, right? And in terms of how this could actually be serviced. Now, if you think about, if I'm a technician and I'm out there and how I could actually be able to, in a conversational AI through the Gen AI, be able to understand what are all the various fault codes that are emitted and how do I get to the exact part that is needed for my replacement, for my repair. And then taking it further as to what are the step-by-step instructions that I could get, perhaps in some kind of a graphical format. So that way I'm very efficient in terms of making it happen. Now, a lot of times the customers might think, do I need this technology? Do I need all this sophistication for all of my jobs? The answer perhaps is not. But if you think about it, the experienced technician might actually have everything as part of their tribal knowledge. They might already have it in their minds. But then you might only hit 5 to 10% of these experienced technicians. For all the medium scale and the novice technicians who are just on the job and who are just getting started, a lot of this combination and the various capabilities would really help them drive more and more efficient processes and be able to get the job done in the very first visit. So finally, just to expand on it, so have their service offerings defined, which is now part of the team center, right, where all these the service BOM related information would be offered. And then once that's coupled with Salesforce from the mobile field service technician standpoint, and that's exactly what it unlocks the whole potential.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you so much for sharing those insights. I've really enjoyed our discussion today, and I think our customers are going to be able to get a lot of use out of this. But before we do our final sign-off for the day, I wanted to give you the opportunity to share any final thoughts with our listeners.
I mean, this has been great. I think one common conversation that we've been having with our customers, and this has actually been evolved in the last 12 to 18 months, is that customers are coming back to us, the technology companies, and I've seen so many customers who actually narrow down on their technology partners being either Salesforce, Siemens, and whatever is their ERP, right? And they're kind of narrowing down and saying that here are my top three or top four software vendors, our partners, and how do actually help me unlock the potential from a servitization perspective? Because for everyone, it's top of their mind. They're all thinking about how do I continue to increase my margins? Because for all these manufacturers, the entire service recurring revenue continues to be the highest margin, highest profit margins. So if you think about how this combination really helps them unlock the potential with the likes of IoT, with the likes of AI, and bringing PLM and SLM together, that's exactly where the opportunity is. And as we heard about, customers like Caterpillar and John Deere, Cummins, if you think about all these customers, they're all thinking about how we continue to grow my service revenue and how Salesforce, with the partnership with Siemens, can really help them unlock the potential. And that's exactly where I'm very excited to share that we've with the launch of our recent Team Center SLM for Salesforce that was launched back in December, January, we are starting to see a lot of traction with our customers, and they're all excited and they're all looking forward to how we continue to evolve this partnership.
Awesome. Well, Nanda, thank you again for being a guest here today and sharing your expertise. I'm super excited to see what this future brings to Siemens and Salesforce customers, and moreover, the positive impact that this partnership will have. I want to say a quick thank you to our listeners as well. Stay tuned for new episodes to come. We'll see you again next time.